Right now, it is time for Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
If you live in Snohomish County, like I do, and you have children, there is a very good chance that your child is staying home today. The majority of schools in Snohomish County have either started late or canceled classes entirely, a smattering of other schools around the region as well. However, I feel like we need to revisit this topic because it was not that long ago when we were discussing the death of snow days, because during the pandemic, of course, every child had a chance to learn remotely. And it was brought up that we would no longer have a necessity for snow days because the teachers can teach remotely, the kids can attend remotely. Why miss a day? Ursula, the kids are home. Should they be home playing in the snow? Or should they be doing their schoolwork? Should we keep the snow days or kill them?
I remember when we had this discussion in the kind of the height of the pandemic, I said it's time to get rid of snow days. If we are getting ourselves to the point where you can just do it remotely, and if you can do it well remotely, I say, yeah, skip the snow days. And G just, he was
sideways.
Yeah, exactly. Sideways. Yeah. So he was so against that.
Yeah.
I am going to, as we like to do, sometimes I change my mind based on a little more information, and we have more information about how that remote teaching went. And in many cases, it wasn't ideal. And I don't think that for teachers, it's as easy as just saying, ah, we're going to go remote. And a lot of times I know, just in the times that I have worked with a school, I worked with Blanchette for 6 years, and I know that to call a snow day or decide whether it's bad enough to cancel classes for the day, a lot goes into it. And sometimes that decision isn't so crystal clear. Right. So I think it would be almost more disruptive if you tried to make it a remote teaching day. So I would say, yes, I think there's still room for those snow days.
I think that, to your point, the ability to just flip a switch and go remote, that's not really the reality of the situation. Most families who had the homeschool situation of remote learning, the aggregate disabilities of it, the downsides of these, the horrible effects of not being part of the classroom, those are cumulative over a long period of time. And one day at home is not a problem. You're right. One day teaching at home is not a problem. But we all don't have a home classroom set up anymore. Mm-mm. Teachers don't. If teachers are going to have a dedicated home classroom for the outlying possibility of one or two snow days a season, I don't think it's practically realistic and worth the time and effort it's going to take to put that in place. So I'm a snow day fan.
All right, fine. Okay. I'll take the under on this because
let me flip my switch. I was like, snow days are awesome.
No, okay. Well, here's the deal, right? If we can have a substitute teacher come into a classroom, enroll in the VCR cart, 10 days a year, and say, hey, today's
those
movie
are the best
day.
Days, aren't they?
I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't be that hard at the beginning of the school year to come up with, hey, here's 4 days worth of homework that can be done in the case of inclement weather, and here's your packets for the beginning of the year. They're going to be all available online. All you have to do is go download them, go fill them out. It does not need to be Zoom instruction for it to count as a day of instructional
That's
learning.
A good point.
I think it's absolutely possible to have the kids be doing something at home. Now, schools do have built-in flex days, right?
Yeah,
so if there's like 3 days that are snow days, then they don't have to tack on to the end of the year.
Right.
I am more protective of my time in the summer than I am for having my kids be able to play in the snow all day, as opposed to what? Just 6 hours of the day? There's still going to be plenty of time for them to play in the snow.
Plus,
and here's the deal.
Plus working 2 hours, getting full credit for a full day's work. We'll train them for adulthood.
Okay.
What's so crazy? I seem to recall, weren't you also on the side of G, like saying that you loved, because you remember those days when you'd be looking at the TV screen or listening to the radio and
waiting for that scroll
school.
To come across
my
the bottom.
Is
yeah.
One of the ones that closed.
I know. Why are you expecting consistency from me? Have you not learned it?
I have your ability to play both sides of the net. You're like a god.
Okay. So here's the deal. This is kind of part of the reason I bring it up is because Ted Beener told us yesterday, our meteorologist here at Cairo News Radio, that maybe we could consider this a warm-up event for future snow events this year.
Right.
And let's say we do have three more. Do you really want to tack on a week to summer of school? Do you really want your kids to have no direction, period, at home? Look, it's a lot of time to entertain your kid and take him outside in the snow. I would love to have them have something available from the school.
Okay, what do you guys think? 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO.
Chef should be superintendent of schools for Washington State. You got this figured out. That makes perfect sense.
I think Chris has a lot better ideas than I do, frankly.
Rakedoll.
Yes.
Fair enough.
When is it okay to hang up the Christmas lights? There is a, I'll just call it a dubious marketing survey from a company called House Method. That survey, I'll just call it dubious because we love using these as fodder for conversation.
Right.
They surveyed 4,000 homeowners and ask them, hey, when is the right time? December 1st is the most common response. Most people say they plan to begin earlier than that, but don't actually get to it. Procrastinating is very real. About 3% say they hang them up on Christmas Day itself. Very few do so before Thanksgiving, but the majority of people in states say that anything before Thanksgiving, verboten. What do you say, Mr. Spike?
I say every time you decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving, an elf kills a baby reindeer. And do you really want that blood on your hands?
What the heck?
This is a family show, Spike.
Are you okay?
Sorry. Cairo Nights, people. If that's your taste for humor, come back at Cairo Nights, 7 o'clock tonight. No. You know, I think that joy of the holiday season and the warm embrace of Christmas lights, whenever's fine. Whenever you need that in your life, you take that in your life. You put that out there for your neighbors. If you're so bound up in right and wrong, join us every day for scenarios, because your ability to cast judgment on others is globally epic. If it bugs you that somebody does something that you're not doing and not being asked to do, but it makes their life a little better, step off a minute, man. Let people have their moment in the light.
Ursula, are you going to stand up for the neighborhood character now?
Yeah, I am going to just talk about how much I appreciate when people light up their homes.
I do too.
I love it. And if
too.
You keep it up all year long, I love that too. Now, I'm talking about just the white lights.
The nice,
you
yeah,
know, or
peaceful.
Or even just the, yeah, or even just
not the pinwheel, the inflatable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm okay with that during the holidays.
I don't mind it during the holidays,
exactly.
Right.
But I'm okay with lighting up the neighborhood. And in fact, I'm wondering if I should do that, because right now I shared with you guys during the morning meeting that we are going to have hooks put around our house finally. You know, Mark has been the one in charge of putting up our Christmas lights, mm-hmm. and some years we don't get to it.
Right.
And it always seems like a big to do. And I think I'm just going to keep lights on. I mean, on the house,
right.
Not pull them down. And then when it comes time, or if I want to start early,
flip
or if I just, you know, in the middle of March, you know, if it's still rainy and awful, I could turn it on then.
You know, now there's
just a random day in March. You're like, it's kind of a sad day.
It's
I need a little holiday cheer.
I love, you know, the lights that you can program now for different colors.
Yes.
Right. Red in February, green in March, purple in April.
That could get
you know, annoying. I mean, black and gold for the graduation month of June. 4th of July, red, white, and blue. Every month you have colored celebrations waiting at the click of a button.
That's a fantastic idea.
Controlled by an app on your phone, huh?
Now, Spike, I have to disagree with you on this point, and that is that you cannot judge people for when they put up their Christmas lights. Okay, because the reason for judging folks for putting up their Christmas lights is not because the lights are tacky in, say, late November or early November. Mm. It is because you're making the rest of us look bad. Like, I forget who it was that texted us yesterday a picture of all of her wrapped Christmas presents.
Oh, that was
she
her.
Has finished all of his Christmas shopping. My ADD brain cannot handle you overachievers, so just knock it off and hang on until December like the rest of us.
Fair. And it's much worse to leave them up too long than put them up too early. Can we agree on that?
I don't know. I don't mind them.
You don't mind them late in February?
I mean, if you have like a half-inflated Grinch kind of flapping around in the yard, get that sucker out of there.